Well, hello there, you good folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. This is yours truly, Ronnie Jenkins, with you once again. And you join me here on a Tuesday. Yes, it's not a Tuesday night boo, it's a Tuesday boo today. Just slightly different, in the drizzle, here in Bristol. And you find me here in the salubrious part, or the affluent part, shall we say, of Bristol. Ooh, just gonna wipe my nose. Raindrop off it in Clifton Village, and that's just beside the Clifton Suspension Bridge. But there is some work across on the North Somerset side of the buttress of the tower. Brunel's masterpiece, the world famous bridge, was designed by Isambard Kinlan Brunel, FRS 1806 to 1859, the chief engineer of the Great Western Railway and designer of the SS Great Britain, now preserved in the former Bristol City Docks. Work on the supporting piers, which started in 1831, was halted when funds ran out. Final designs were modified by members of the Institute of Civil Engineers for the completion of the bridge in 1864 as a memorial to Brunel. The principal dimensions are: total length is 1,351 feet or 412 metres. Total span is 702 feet or 214 metres. The width is 31 feet or 9.4 metres. Height of road above high water is 245 feet or 74 metres. And the height of the piers is 86 feet or 26 metres. The bridge is held by chains, anchored 55 feet, 17 metres below the road. The road is 3 feet, 91 metre higher on the Clifton side to create a level appearance. And the lookout here, this historic site overlooking the gorge of the Avon River enables the Clifton Suspension Bridge to be seen in its remarkable natural setting. The lookout has now been restored through the initiative of the Clifton and Hotwell Improvement Society, generally supported by the trustees of the Clifton Suspension Bridge and aided by the City of Bristol and by many public and private donations. The project was completed in April 1994 for the benefit of the citizens of Bristol and of visitors to the city. Now, if I turn to my left and head back into Clifton Village, I've got apartment flats, 4 stories, in some cases, overlooking the bridge. That's a wonderful view, actually. Coming up here to a junction. Ahead of me is the Clifton Termini of what was the Clifton Rocks Railway, which was sort of an underground funicular railway linking Hotwells below me and Clifton here. And I'm now going down the zigzag, which will take me back down to Hotwells, or we continue into, let's go and have a look first, or we'll do that, at the Clifton Rocks Railway. Okay. They do guided tours, apparently, and I've been on one of them. That's quite interesting. So it was a funicular railway, but George, what's his name? What's his name? Fellow did the, let's have a look. Okay, here we go. Right, the Clifton Rocks Railway was one of Bristol's secrets. Linked Clifton to you pleasure steamers and Hotwells, a link to Avonmouth, and a tram link to Bristol City Centre, Bunnies water powered lift service. Between 1893 and 1934, it's the only cliff railway with 4 sets of tracks in a tunnel in the world. It is a superb example of between engineering. I'll clean my glasses, get a bit of the rain. I want to get to engineering. Yeah. During the war, it was used as an air raid shelter. It was also used by Imperial Airways, including work on Barrett's balloons, and by the BBC. But they had to have the studio here. In fact, Beeb opened Broadcasting House 70 odd years ago. They came and had a look at this place. I think, God, obviously, they were concerned it was outside of war, and Bristol being a major port is going to be a target by the Luftwaffe, and they learned all this. So they came in to look for it. So where do we get? Top secret transmission station, and some backup for London. quite a long amount of building or production over the world by the Ministry of Works in 1940. And 6 years later, the BBC gave up its lease. So, George Wright is the guy I was thinking of. He who, infiltrated the trams, and he was, it was his brains, sort of thing. Okay, well, he was obviously billionaire, I suppose, businessman, entrepreneur, I suppose you could call it, in today's world. And he was the one that came up with the idea. And apparently, locals thought, well, that'd be a bit, bit of a nice one. God, so he was the one who said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. And he wanted to make it look like a funicular railway. You get down in Linton and Lynmouth, down in North Devon. But obviously, like I say, the locals were thinking, well, that'd be a bit of a nice one, gorge and spoil from the views of the suspension bridge and what have you. So he came up with the idea eventually after the, well, let's put it in a tunnel. Tunnel underground, so you get to and from Hot Wheels. Wait a minute. That's for that. Ooh, sorry about that. Obviously transport people down to Steelers, and there were also spars down Hot as well. So the idea being that it's supposed to be pretty good for medicinal purposes and what have you. So I'm going to keep here in Clifton, walk down to the past the Evengors Hotel, which is on my right, best looking building. Passing that with the Georgian buildings of Clifton Village. Cars parked to my left. And what's this? The Bridge Cafe Clifton. Two courses for £9.95, Monday to Saturday, 12 to 7 pm. Make a reservation, please call 01797 38955 or go to www.theavengorge.com. And there you go. And past there. Trying to get balls up parking. Live here, Sky Sports and ESPN. Good to know, Nick. White Lion Bar at the Evengors Hotel, Bristol. Playminster. Every day from midday till 10 pm. Must be okay. Yeah, alright. So, walking down, here we go. I want to go that way, don't I? I'm going to cross over the road, so I'm going to squeeze through. Two cars, and a spark over me, and a pink car. I got it. Not a shocking thing, I suppose, the thing was. See if it's always a subdued girly pink, probably better way of describing it. Right, once the coach is clear, I'm going to cross over the road over Wellington Terrace. back into the village itself. So, look at this one, I need to go buy an umbrella. Again, to say, it's pretty preparated for the winter, I suppose. Yeah. 4x4 part of the room. It has a light on. Okay. Don't pass hairdressers. Right. And it's still drizzling. Yeah, the great bit of summer, eh? Yeah. Do you know, I think we bypass autumn and come straight to winter. Then it feels that way, anyway. Okay, where are we now? Coming back into the village. Union flag, perfectly. No parking, it's only parked outside the place, said no parking goes in constant use. Okay. But it's... Why not? They can't read the sign. they fit to drive? That's debatable, I suppose. Anyway, let's see. Walking. Oh, there's a village property. To my left. What did that once? A nice cup of coffee. Did like a portrait, it's not easy, but taking a portrait of stuff. But the pot and the feature look of radio that morning. The offices, look at garages, look for a place to rent around here. With all the rent, mind you, but VW camper van, not the original one. Garage, passing route. Probably won't go there. Okay, I'm probably boring the pants off you, so just one living to believe. So fireplaces, obviously. We've got fireplaces in the window. I guess I must have fireplaces. Price of illumination, yeah. Illumination? Logic. Deduction. Digress, anyway. And we're actually back. Let's go to the village. So I'm just taking one look at me, for you nutcase. Past. Western toilet. So there you go. And. Excuse me. Here we've got the apology shop. Wow. Balloons. And decorable banners, table, bubbles, confetti, and deliveries. So you have balloons out there anyway. And cross the rest of the room. It's pretty good, I'm being there for you. Good enough, okay. Now we probably have all the living plans out of you when I get back into the whole Clifton building. And let's see what we have here. Oh, good cafe. Interesting. That's cooperative. Used to be Summerfield. Until they got taken over by co-op. On my right, going past a shoe shop on my right. There's a florist now, and the Clifton Library. Look, it's only closed. Not good. Yeah, it's actually tight as it goes along, is it? So anyway, probably bought the living pants off you guys, so I would love you to leave you for now and talk to you very, very soon. I'm going to draw off. So bye bye for now.